continue to dive in. Okay, Rabosei, we are up to Vitosos on Tezvav Amidays, Vidibra Hamashil Midi Hutaima Elo the Rav Yochanan. As we will point out, the Marsha assumes that this is not a new Tosfos, it's actually connected to before, and we'll see why the Marsha says it. But in any case, it follows the Shakavataria of the Gemara. Namely, the Gemara began on Amid Aleph with the question of Hanicha Lamanda Amar Bitlo Velo Bitlo El Lamanda Amar Kimo Velo Kimo Ma'ika Lameimar. This is well and good if you hold Bitlo Velo Bitlo. What if you hold the other Manda Amar Kimo Velo Kimo? Answers the Gemara, not a problem. Rabbi Yochanan is the one who we're discussing on Amid Aleph. And it's all within Rabbi Yochanan that we said what we said. Midi utaima Rabbi Yochanan. Lo and behold, Rabbi Yochanan holds, in fact, bitko v'lo bitko, so everything works out perfectly. What exactly does the Gemara mean in addressing the question of hanicha l'mandama bitko v'lo bitko as opposed to kimo v'lo kimo? So we already spoke out from the Tosis that we said yesterday, hanicha, which is working with Rashi. L'sishi says Rashi, the Gemara's question is focus on specifically the teretz that was given earlier, a few lines before in the Gemara, of Ravin Am Rav Yochanan and also Rava, that Kol Yamav is teaching us Amod V'Achzer, that there's a new mitzvah saseh specifically on the case of the Ones Segiresh, that after Gerish in the Torah is specifically the Menatek, the Lav of Yuchal L'Shalcha, which was now violated with an asay that the Torah says, take her back. And that's the reason why the din is that Yisrael Ones Shegiresh is Mazir Ve'eno Loke, because even though a Gavshe Kadmo Asseh would get Malkus, because you could have done the Asseh even without following the Lav, but here it's considered not a Gavshe Kadmo Asseh, but a Gavshe Nitak Asseh based on this drush of Koyama Ba'amod Vahzer, which the Gemara now says, Hanicha, if you hold, Lamanda Amar, Bitlo Vilo Bitlo, then you can understand why this is the case, that Kol Yamav, the entire lifespan of this person, he has the opportunity to do the mitzvah of taking her back, and that's the reason why it's called Nitak L'Asseh, and he won't get Malkus so long as the Asseh is available to him, and so long as he has not been Mevatu the Asseh the Adai. However, L'Manda Amar Kimo Vilo Kimo, so then there's a certain point in time that the answer is determined, that he's going to get Malkus, because he's not Mekayim the Asseh, and then the Asseh no longer is available for him to absolve him of the Malkus. What is that point in time? So Rashi here emphasizes that point in time is when he comes to Beis Din. And therefore, since at that point, it's going to be determined he's going to get Malkus or he's going to do the Asseh, so you can't learn Pshat in the Drush of Kol Yamav Be'amod V'Achzer, because it's simply not true. He doesn't have Kol Yamav for the Asseh. The Asseh has to be fulfilled as soon as he comes to Beis Din, otherwise he gets Malkus. And therefore, the Gemara has to answer in Hachinami that Rav Yochanan is the one who we needed to answer for. He's the one who said Rav Shekadmo Essay is Loken Alav. So we have to figure out a way to configure the case of Lo Yuchal L'Shalcha Kol Yamav as a Rav Shenitak L'Asay. And we answered for Rav Yochanan that it's called Nitak L'Asay based on Kol Yamav Ba'amod Vazder. And lo and behold, Rav Yochanan holds Bitlo V'lo Bitlo, everything works out. Whereas according to Rish Lakish, we don't need the answer. And therefore, Rish Lakish would have to hold, as we now speak out in our Tosfos, and Rashi stresses it, that Rish Lakish would have to hold that Rav Shekadmo Asseh is in fact no different than Rav Shenitak L'Asseh, and that's the reason why Ones Shegiresh Mazdev Ein Aloke. Okay. With regard to the details of the previous Tosfos, we're not going to go over it, but just to remind you, everybody, that the issue that came up in that Tosfos is, first of all, the timing of Kimo Velo Kimo, whereas Rashi here says the timing is when he comes to Beis Din. Tosfos brought another Rashi in Chulin that learns that it's not about coming to Beis Din, it's literally Tochid Dibur of violating the Lav, that's when you must be Mekayim the Essay. We wanted to perhaps suggest a Lamdus Achiluk in terms of the nature of what's going on, whether the Essay is Tachas HaMalkus or the not being Mekayim the Essay makes the Lav a higher Lav, and the Mekayim the Asseh lowers the intensity of the Lav, and that's why you're not Mechuyev Malkus. Be that as it may, that's the other way to learn Kimo Velo Kimo. What Tosfos asks, if you hold that way, Tosfos says it's not Mashma that way from the Lashon, Mavzeh Ve'en Aloke. It sounds like you still have a little bit of time to to exercise the option. It's not simply going to happen right away. You have a little bit of time. You can come to Beis Din. On the other hand, Tosis asked on Rashi initially that if the pshat is that you have until Beis Din, until you get to Beis Din, so why can't you interpret Kol Yamav to mean as long as you're going to go to Beis Din, you have Kol Yamav, come to Beis Din, obviously the case is closed. The Tosis gave the answer at the end of the Tosos that since the drush of Kol Yamav is relating to a Yuchal Shalcha, so the Yaseh is built on the fact that the Torah is telling us it shouldn't be a shiluchin of Kol Yamav. So long as what you're doing when you take a back is preventing it from being a shiluchin Kol Yamav, that's the definition of the essay, l'chora. And therefore, whether it's before Beis Din or after Beis Din shouldn't matter, because the bottom line is, when you take a back, you're making it that it's not a shiluchin of Kol Yamav. So that gufa shows me that I even can do it after Beis Din, after coming to Beis Din, and that's why the Gemara could, in fact, ask the kasha. Either way, the Gemara gives the teretz. Midi utaim elu Rav Yochanan, ha'amma le Rav Yochanan, letana, tni bitlo, chayef lo bitlo pater. Take a breath, everybody. We're ready for the tosis. Yeah? Sub tosis. Mashma. Avo, Rav Shimon Lakish. The Israel kimo velo kimo. That would seem to suggest, the Gemara giving the answer, that I can see your question, that it's only good l'man dava bitko v'lo bitko. You're 100% right. But Rav Yochanan is the one who we needed to figure out an answer for. We had to resolve for Rav Yochanan. Solve for Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan holds bitko v'lo bitko. Mashma, avarish lakish. The Israel kimo v'lo kimo. Lesle tirutza dema'mo dafer koi. He dismisses this new teretz that there's a new mitzvah saseh that's specific to the case of the Megarisha, that Amod Vachseh, you must take her back. That's good for the mitzvah. The Darish, what does he do with the Kol Yamav? He doesn't see anything more than what we would have seen before the Drash Amod Vachseh. The Darish, Kol Yamav tia lo le'isha v'lo yishalchena. Kol Yamav is a way of saying that he should stay married to her for his lifetime and not divorce her. And Memela, what you have here is the basic mitzvah to marry her, which is the mitzvah Meikara. And by the same token, if you divorce her, you have to take her back because the mitzvah Meikara said to stay married to her. So good, but it's not a special mitzvah for after the fact. It's not a mod v'achzer. The Torah did not specifically address the case of Gerishin and tell you to do a new mitzvah of taking her back. It's the same old mitzvah of before. In other words, it's not a new mitzvah mod v'achzer. It's simply Kol Yom of Tir Olisha, Bo Yishalchena, Koit Rish Lakish. It's clearly, therefore, not a lav Shenitagla say. It would be in the category of a lav Shekad Moase. Okay. V'im Tomar, if that's correct, if Koit Rish Lakish, you can learn Pshat Amod Vachzer, so then Lilki Gam Ki Achzira. Then why does it say the Onus Shegiresh Machzir Ve'en Aloke? He should get Malkis even if he takes her back. The high ain't a lav hanita glasehu. It's not a lav shanita glaseh. Chakad moase the lav, Rish Lakish, de lesle drasha da mod vachzer koi. In other words, Rish Lakish doesn't agree with the drasha mod vachzer. He can't accept such a drasha, lashita so. He owes kimo velo kimo. So for him, this assay of taking her back is the same assay that exists before he divorced her, which is basically saying it's a lav shakad moase. A lav shakad moase, we know, would get Malkus, and yet we have the brisa of Onus Shegiresh, Malkus Ve'en Aloket. So this is the problem that Rish Lakish would have to face. The very basis that Rav Yochanan or Rabbi Bachana was chozer from saying, Lav Shekad Mu'aseh, Loken Olav, and the only thing that saved Rav Yochanan or Rabbi Bachana was to say, Amod Vachzer, Rish Lakish doesn't have that available option. So for him, the kasher reemerges, how could it be Malkus Ve'en Aloket? He should get Malkus. So whose kasha was this? This is, of course, Rashi's kasha. Tosis quotes Rashi's answer. Upiris bekundris. So Rashi explains, the Rish Lakish, there's a lot of box over here in the words. There's a missing transition of words, so we'll have to keep looking back and forth at the Bach as we read the Tosis. It reads much better. Otherwise, you have to put in the word yourself. The Bach does it for us. The Rish Lakish, lav shekadmo asei, Belav shenitak laasei shavin. According to Rashi, says that according to Rish Lakish, lav shekadmo asei a lav that an asay precedes it, and a lav shenitak asay, a lav that the asay comes after the asay comes after the lav, so both are the same, both are the same status, be'en lokin alav, and you don't get malkish on either of those. Ella yikayim ha'asay miyad kishyashiro lo based in lav zira. Tosis goes with the approach that he ends up being comfortable with in the previous Tosis. He defends Rashi's the idea that it's totally coming to Beis Din. And he had pointed out the Dochik in saying the other way, from the Russian Masavena locus sounds like it's dependent on an option that could be exercised more than Tochki de Dibor of the Las. So Tosis says again that it's Kishyashiro lo based in lav zira. So what does Tosis say? That Rashi Lakish will hold that Rav Shekadmo Asay has the same advantage of Rav Shenitag Asay, which is fulfill the essay and be absolved of the Malkus, right? To put it in terms of that, we said on Amid Aleph with the Rashi and Rashi on the Beis, the essay serves as what? Fill in the line. Serves as what for the Malkus? How did we frame it? What is the essay doing? It's serving as a, what's the magic word?
The akar.
Akar is the word Rashi used, but what would we want to say? Rashi says it in a different way, different here, different word he uses. It's a three-letter word. In other words, the chi of Malkus, but then the essay would come in and would substitute for the Malkus. That's how we masber in Rashi. We see more in this as we go along, but the point is that Reish Lakish would have that not just in the case of a lav hanitagre essay, Reish Lakish would have it even by a lav shekadmo essay. Not only if it's a case that the essay could not have been fulfilled before the lav was violated, even if the essay could have also been fulfilled before, but once you did the lav, if you do the essay, it also serves the same purpose. It also serves the same purpose. That it can be menatik, it can be tachas hamalkis, right? The same halacha would be that you would be absolved of the malkis by doing the essay. Now we wanted to say yesterday a svara that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan holds bitlo v'lo bitlo would lead us to say that kadmo asay is distinct from nitak asay, and Reish Lakish holds kima v'lo kima would more readily allow us to understand that nitag asay is identical to kadmo asay is identical to nitag asay. I mean, from the perspective of cheshbon hasugya, that's obviously what we see right now. That's what Rashi's telling us, because the shkakish doesn't have the answer that we gave Rabbi Yochanan. But we gave a little bit of a taich just to remind everybody. We wanted to say as follows: that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the lav is in some way incomplete without the bitul asay. So the lav is very much tied to the essay. The second chelik of the lav, the trigger for the lav's chiyuv, the malkus, is dependent on the next step of being bitul the essay. There's part one, there's part two. Such an idea we can hear very strongly would have to be limited to an essay that's specifically and uniquely applicable to the instance of when you violate the lav. If the assay could have just as well be mekuyim without violating the lav, it's hard to imagine that, well, the assay, when you mekuyim it without the lav, it's an independent assay. And when you violate the lav, then it becomes part two of the lav. It's the gemar halav, manashach. If it's the gemar halav, then obviously the parameters of when it applies should be matched perfectly to the situation of the lav. If situationally the assay could be done independent of the lav, it's a very hard pill to swallow and to force us to say, well, but when you have the lav, then the lav has part two to it in the form of the essay. But that essay could have been done even without the lav. So we can hear very much, resonates for us very much, where Rav Yochanan Lishitaso, bitlo v'lo bitlo, that the pshat is that the lav has a gemar in the form of the bitul essay, so that only makes sense if the essay is a lav shenitag asay. That means that the essay could not have been performed without violating the lav. Were it to be a lav shekadmo essay, that the essay has shaychus and has validity and can be performed without violating the lav, then mecha teisi is going to be a gemar halav. with the bitul asher bigmar alav. That's the point of Yochanan. So we hear very much why Yochanan can hold kadmu asher is different against malchus. According to Rish Lakish, it's not as compelling a svar. Granted, according to Rish Lakish, the essay is a when you fulfill the essay, you get absolved of the malchus. Granted, one could have said, certainly one could have heard that Amed Bar Mamurin. It's true when the essay was specifically tailored to a case of when you violate the law, that's an essay the Torah would want to use to absolve you of the malchus. The essay could have been fulfilled even without the law, so then that kind of an essay is not going to have the koach to be absolve you of the malchus. That could have been true. We could have certainly heard such a chiluk. But we could also hear that l'maisa, the essay in fact can exist as an independent essay without violating the law. But when the lav is violated, so that essay, when performed situationally in the context of the violation of the lav, can accomplish that it will be okay, the malchus from the lav. The fact that the essay could have also been fulfilled independently without violating the lav doesn't have to mean that we can relate and understand that the essay can have also the ability, when performed subsequent to the violation of the lav, to be okay, the malchus. For Rav Yochanan, it's a different reality. There, the definition of the bitula essay is the part two of the lav. So how could that be if the essay could be totally independent of the violation of the lav? So to say that, you understand why Rav Yochanan couldn't allow that mahalach to play out in the case of kadmo essay. For Rish Lakish, on the other hand, when the essay could be filled before the lav, good. So then it's an essay that stands apart by itself. But that essay that could be fulfilled without the lav can double also as an ability to be okay the malchus when it's performed after the lav. It's not the end of the world. So Rav Shulakish to hold lav shekadmu asay is the same halacha as nitag asay is not such a foreign idea. For Rav Yochanan, on the other hand, it's a lot different to say for Rav Yochanan such a thing. So Rav Yochanan l'shitaso can more readily hold kadmu asay is distinct from nitag asay, but Shlokish can hold that they're the same. I would just add one kinetz to this in the following. Yesterday we spoke out that, as Tosus before mentioned, there's another way to understand the timing of chemo velo chemo. Tosus quotes from Rashi that it has to do with coming to Beis Din, and that's what Tosus said right now as well that we just read in when Tosus says Kishabola Beis Din. But Tosus also mentioned before that it could be relevant that at the time that you violate the law, that is the moment, tokede diba, they have to mekayim the essay. And we wanted to suggest that the lumdis could be a little bit different than what we said is the lumdis according to the Rashi that says the timing is when you come to Beis Din. That is to say, when it's about coming to Beis Din, we said that the essay becomes the substitute onesh for the malchus. If you say that it's dependent on tokede dibor, then we wanted to say, rather than assume it's a substitute for the malchus, but it must be done right away. I mean, you could perhaps suggest that, but alternatively, we could suggest that the pshat is that when you're mekayim the essay, tokede dibor, right in the same maimad, at the same occasion of violating the lav, so the violation is registered on a lower level. In other words, since there was some kind of a tikkun of some kind that you backpedaled a little bit, whether it's backpedaling in the form of mamish reneging, or it's just some kind of a damage control token maisa that the Torah has mentioned that can be performed in the context of violating the law. So bottom line is it brings down the intensity of the law. The law becomes defined as something less severe. Because at the same time that you did the lav, you did something right away that took away some of the edge, some of the intensity, some of the chomer avera. And therefore, the reason why you don't get malchus is not that the assay is the onesh that's tachas hamalchus. Rather, the lumdus is that the mechayiv and malchus is not the same level mechayiv. It's less of a severe avera. It's less of a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that you right away did the Rasan Hashem in the form of the assay, so the lav in some way is mitigated in terms of its chomer, and that's why you're not getting malchus. A different way to think about the lumdus of why doing the essay, tokedei dibor, is a reason why you won't get malchus. I was just thinking, even within that mahalach, able to argue what I'm saying now, that I could hear that svara not just by a lata nitikla essay, where it could not have been performed without valeng the lav, but so too by a lata kadmal essay, where again the essay could have independent standing as a mitzvah even without valeng the lav. But once again, when the lav is violated, if the essay, again, that essay could have theoretically been performed even without the lav, but lamaisa, if that essay is in fact carried out in the wake of the lav at the same time, situationally, tochidei dibor, lamaisa, you can see that the lav has not been as strong a lav. It's not as intense an aveira. It's not as much of a rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can hear why, for Rish Lakish, it doesn't matter that much that the could have been performed before. And Lamaisa, that essay, when performed subsequent to the lav, does reduce on some level the of the Aveira that we could understand why there wouldn't be Malkus. So again, just as we said this within the Mahalach of Rashi, that we want to say it's a substitution for the onesh of the Malkus, that it could even be true by Lav Shekad Mo essay, I would argue the same Mahalach could work within the Pshat that we said for the Tosfos, that it has to be done tochidei dibor because the aveira is somewhat mitigated by the essay, so that could even be true by lav shekad mo essay. Again, whereas according to Rabbi Yochanan, that the definition of the lav is a part two, a gemara lav in the form of the bito essay, there Rabbi Yochanan could very well understand that that's only true by lav shenitagla essay, that the definition of the lav is that you have a gemara in the form of a essay that can only be performed in the context of valeng the lav. An essay that could be performed in a different context, it's hard to imagine that it becomes the Gemar Halaf. Again, I just wanted to add that little twist on the Mahalach that we said yesterday. Lamai Satosis here does come back to the Svara of Beis Din, but we did say that, you know, the other Pshat that Tosis said before, that it could be Toli and Tochidei Dibor. Okay, so where are we holding right now in the Cheshbon? So Reish Lakish would have to hold, because he doesn't have the luxury of answering of Koyama, but Amud Vazir, Reish Lakish would have to hold Lav Shekad Mo Asei is the same as Lav Shenitak Asei. In both cases, there'd be no Malkus. Ela Yekayim Asei Miyad, Kishiyashiru Lo Beis Din Lehazira. As soon as Beis Din says to be Mazira, he has to do it right away. Before we go on, let me just give everyone a chance. Any questions before we go on?
Yeah, Rabbi?
Yes.
Is it okay, repeats that new Mahalach in Besokhidei Dibor and how it fits into Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? Is that okay for everybody repeats?
Yeah. So we'll say it briefly. We presented yesterday a svara that we could perhaps suggest for the shita that Tosus brings, that the essay needs to be fulfilled Tochidei Dibor. Tochidei Dibor can mean the first Tochidei Dibor, as we said yesterday, maybe it means the second Tochidei Dibor. As soon as the first Tochidei Dibor locks in the Aveira, then you have another Tochidei Dibor right after that. Okay, those are the details. But Lamaisa has to be done in the same context as the Aveira Salav. So that's when you can be Pater for Malkus. And if it's not done then there is Malkus. So one could have thought that also means that then the essay substitutes for the Malkus, but not anymore. After that, you don't have the chance to substitute. Another way to think about it is, it's not pshat that it substitutes, it's that it can define the aveira as being less of an aveira. When you do the essay to do a damage control right away after the lav, so the aveira is not as chamor, and therefore you won't get malchus. Only if you do the aveira without the mekayim the essay, that becomes an aveira more chamor that you get malchus for. So that svara could also help us to understand why even a lav shekad mo essay should have the same advantage. Notwithstanding the fact that the essay could have been fulfilled even without the lav being violated. But true, that's correct. But lamaisa, when you did the lav, if you did an essay so close to the lav, you did detract a little bit from the intensity of the lav. It certainly lowers the temperature of the merida against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It certainly lessens the severity of the lav. You did some kind of cleanup right away, some kind of remedy, some kind of a directive. Lamaisa, the essay could have been done before, but the fact is the damage is not as great when you do an essay samach to the lav. If anything, I hear it even stronger according to this mahalach than the other way. The other way was saying it's a tachas amalkis, The Torah wants it to be a tachas hamalkus. So I think that's also possible. The Torah could use it as a tachas hamalkus, even though it could have also been fulfilled independent of the lav. But in this particular mahalach, I think it's even easier to hear, because lemaisa, your lav is less chamur, if you could argue, if you did an essay samoch to the averas halav, and the Torah did give that essay as available option. It could have been available even without the lav, but lemaisa, it's there for you to do right then after the lav. So Rish Lakish could more readily equate kadmo essay to nitigla essay, whereas Rabbi Yochanan Lishitasa would have a harder time doing it. So again, all we're doing is adding another layer of lumdus to the sugya. All of this is not in Mefurish in Rashi or Tosis. What you see in Rashi and Tosis is just the pure cheshbin, right? The Lamaisa, where the chip's going to fall. If Rish Lakish doesn't have the answer of Mod Lahav there, then he's going to have to hold Kadmo essay is the same as Nitika essay. So says Rashi, so says Tosis. What we're trying to understand is conceptually why that follows in some way from the respective shita of bitla versus kima v'lo kima. That's kind of what we're trying to flesh out. So it's clear, Yaakov?
This is just within Rish Lakish, how he can equate them. This is a way to say how he can equate them easier?
Yes, okay. Correct. Right, okay. And I said, according to either Mahalach and Rish Lakish, I think I can hear why Rish Lakish would have an easier time equating them, where Yochanan Lishitasa would have a much harder time. Okay. Back into the Tosfos. Back Tosfos further. The Kasha. L'Rish Lakish, the Svira Lei, Lav Shenitik Le'Essay. The Lav Shekadmo Essay, Shavin. According to Rish Lakish, that you're telling me, L'Maskana Sagemara. That he's going to have to argue on Rabbi Yochanan on the earth. He's going to have to hold the Lav Shenitik Le'Essay and Rav Shekadmo essay are the same, and in both cases, you won't get Malkus. So now the problem is going to be the following. Tamei Shabbat El HaMikdash Dimas Nisin. The good old case of Tamei Shabbat El HaMikdash that we had on Amir Aleph. The Elohim, Rabba took a Shavua, that Rav Yochanan clearly is correct in saying that Los Asher Shekadmo essay gets Lokin, because after all, we have a Mefurash and Mishnah, Tamei Shabbat El HaMikdash, which is a case of a Lav Shekadmo essay, however you explain it. So now, according to Rish Lakish, that we're telling me that he holds Kadmo essay is going to be Pater from Malkus. So now, Tamei Shabbat HaMikdash Dimas Nisan, am I lucky? How can he get Malkus? Harehu Nitigla essay. It's a Nitigla essay. The Ikayim HaEssay, Kishias Hiro Lo Beis Din Lachis Min HaMikdash. As soon as Beis Din warns him to leave the Beis HaMikdash, he should Mekayim the essay of leaving. Came into Israel, Lav Shekadmo essay, right? Since he owes Lav Shekadmo essay, ain't Lokin Alav, or Nami, ain't Lokin Alav. In other words, if you're telling me that Kadmo essay is no different than Nitigla essay, so then the case of Tamei Shenichnas L'Migdash, why do we say definitively that we say that what? That he'll get Malkus, L'Chaira, according to the Shita, the Kadmo essay is the same as Nitigla essay. So granted, here it's a case of Kadmo essay. It's written first. It could have been fulfilled earlier if he had been Nitma Bisnin, whatever the reasons that we saw is called Nitigla, called Kadmo essay. But so what? Kadmo essay is the same as Nitigla essay. So suddenly, we have a problem from the Mishnah. Now, this Kasha is not a new Kasha, in a sense, because we already were faced with this kasha on Amir Aleph. Where were we faced with this kasha on Amir Aleph, Chevra? Because in the middle of the Amud, we had either Rav Yochanan, Rabba, Rabba Chana had shifted gears and felt that Onas Shegiresh is a kasha on the shita of Rav Shekadmo Asay Lokin Olav, right? And it was only we saved the day by coming up with the answer at the end of the Amud that it's called Nitigla essay because Kol Yama Bamud Barzer. But until that point, we tried other things, but we didn't know what we were going to say. So we had someone with Chosem, Rabbi Yochanan or Rabbi Bachana. And now they held the Kadmo essay is going to be part of Malkus. So right away then we had this Kasha, namely, how would he deal with the Raya that Rabbi brought, that it has to be true that Kadmo essay is Lokin Alav because Tamish Nechus HaMikdash gets Malkus. So if Nitak Lasse is the same as Kadmo Lasse, then why is it Gemalka? So it's not a new kasha. It's just that now the kasha emerges not just as a Havamina, but it emerges with Fishi Tasvish Lakish. Everyone with me? Yeah, Rabosai? So if that's the case, before we see what Tosis gives us a teretz, we should maybe remind ourselves of what we said on Amid Aleph when we raised this question. And who is it that asked the kasha on Amid Aleph that we spoke out?
The Ritva.
So the Ritva already asked the kasha in the context of Amid Aleph. And the Ritva gave several answers. But let's just mention one of them, because Rabbi Kiva Eger uses that to answer Tosis and Amid Bey. So he says, no, I have a simple answer. The Ritva is going to dig altogether three answers. Two of them are in the Baal Amor and the Ramban, respectively. So maybe we'll wait to see the Baal Amor and the Ramban and the Mochamos to see those answers. But what the Ritva brought, the same Tosis, although it's not Tosis by us, but it is alluded to in Tosis by us as the beginning of the answer, basically it has to do with the top Tosis and Amid Aleph. Tosis right away jumped on the Gemara with a question. What is the raya from Tamish and Bela Migdash that Rav Sheh Kadmo Asse gets Malkus? Maybe Rav Sheh Nitag Asse and Kadmo Asse are the same. But you know what? Why you get Malkus for the case of Tamish and Bela Migdash? Because you happen to have there not one Rav, but two Ravin. Two Ravin. Number one, Lo Yitamus Machaneim. Number two, the way that we're Megir the Girsa based on other Tosusin, and Rav Kivega says also in the same piece, you have to Megir the Girsa. What's the other Pasuk? The other Pasuk, Bela Migdash Lo Savo. So we know that there are two Lavin, and on the other hand, there's only one Asay, and the Tosis quotes from Gemara Timur Davdal in the days that the rule is that when you have two Lavin and one Asay is not Menatik two Lavin. So even though Rav Shnitag Asay does not get Malkus, but if you have two Lavin, then you get Malkus because you can't have the process of Nituk for one Asay, from one Asay to two Lavin. So Tosis asked as a Kasha on the Gemara. So what's the right? The Tosis gave a Teretz. What did Tosis answer?
What did Tosis answer?
That the Gemara is only talking about a case where the two lavin are smuchin one next to the other, such as the case of Timura lo yachlifenu velo yamir, and that's where one asay is not menatik two lavin. But if the lavin are spread out, then one asay is menatik two lavin. Whatever the hesber is, we suggested the hesber at the time what the pshat is. Nope. But then the Ritva came and said, all this is very true according to Rabbah who brought the raya from Tamish Nichon from Migdash, that Rav Sheh Kadmo Asse must be gets Malkus, because for him, were to be Nitak Asse, we would have allowed one Asse to Menatik two Lavin that are not next to each other. But it could be that if we're Choser from the Shita of Kadmo Asse, and we hold Kadmo Asse would be the same as Nitak Asse, there'd be no Malkus, then the reason Tamish Nichon from Migdash would get Malkus would have to be that we would hold that one Asse is not Menatik two Lavin, whether the two Avin are next to each other, whether they're not next to each other. In other words, he's not Machalik in that particular detail. And he holds that the rule is true in all situations. That's what the Ritva says on Amid Aleph. Says what became Eger by us. Okay, so now that the Ritva said what he said on Amid Aleph, that we could be that the Shita, there could be a Shita that holds Baal of the Gemara Timur, that Dalam Beis is not limited, Balatosa says, that it has to be when two Avin are near each other. Even if the two Avin are separate from each other, the fact it's not Menatik to Lavin, so Mishlokish may hold the same thing. That's the Cheshmer of Kivega uses to answer Tosus Kasha over here by simply echoing the Ritva on Amid Aleph. Okay, so that's simply a way of reminding ourselves what to do with this Kasha. Okay, there are two other answers that the Ritva gives, and again, we wait for the Mochamas and the Rambans for that. Tosus gives, I guess you could say, a fourth answer. Let's take a look. Tosus says, but Tosis is going to open up a whole new layer in the sugya, and it's going to lead perhaps to a whole other pshat in the Gemara based on what is now about to follow in the Tosis. So what's going to come up now is going to change a lot of the configuration of our sugya. Let's take a look. So it gets back to our question. Rish Lakish, who doesn't have the luxury of giving the teretz of Kol Yama Ba'amod Vazer, so Rish Lakish is going to have to hold Kadmo Asay, is the same as Nitag Lasse in Ein Lokin Aleph. Question is, what does he do with the raya that we brought Amid Aleph for Tamish Yinechnas L'Migdash? Tosus doesn't want to say what the Ritva said, that there's Machokis in what he said on Amid Aleph. Tosus, I guess, took for granted that the klal of Asay B'Menatik Tu Lavin is only true when the two Lavin are near each other, so that is simply not a solution to make anyone disagree with that. But now, what is Rish Lakish's answer going to be as far as Tamis and Nefnes Lamikdash. Says Tosfos, again, let's just read the Kasha again. The Kasha of Reish Lakish, the Spirul, the Lapsh and Nitag, the Essay, the Lapsh, the Kadmo Essay Shavin, Tamashi Nuknas, Tamashi Bala Migdash, the Masis, and my lucky, have a Nitag, the Essay, the Kaima Essay, Kisha Spirul, the Basin, the Lapsh, the Migdash, given the Isli, the Lapsh, the Kadmo Essay, Nami in Lokinola. The Yesh Lomar. Tosa says a very interesting answer. The Yesh Lomar, the Mairi, the case of the Mishnah of Tamish and Nitnas Lamigdash Tamei is going to be Tamish and Migdash gets Malkis, the Mairi, Shemazhirin Osolatseis, Bezdin warns him to leave, the Omer, and he says, Shelo Yetse, that he's not leaving. And he said he's not leaving. Umiyad Laki, Lirish Lakish, the Savar, Kimo, the Lokimo. Tosa says a simple answer. Rish Lakish, Kishitaso, should not have any problem with the Mishnah, a boil and Migdash Tame gets Malkus. Because remember, Rish Lakish holds Kimo, the Lokimo. That means that every Nita Glase has all kinds of ways that there could be Malkus. Namely, just don't do the essay when Beis Din warns you. Okay, so you want to mention a list of things that get Malkus, you can mention Bala Migdash Tame, but you have to assume that the case will be that it will fit the profile of low chemo locus, and Tosus tells us. They warn him, Beis Din warns him to leave. So Beis Din tells him to leave the Beis HaMikdash. He says, I'm not going out. So now he's not making the essay. He's not the kind of essay. Miyad Loki. Chemo of Lokimo can dictate that you get Malkus for Lokimo. Now, let's just scratch our heads for a second, just preferably, you know, just to simply digest this. Let's try to understand just the Metzius here. He's in the Beis HaMikdash, right? So comes out Sanhedrin, someone, there's some Beis Din around the Beis HaMikdash, right? Different Bati Din, and they come in, they say, Mr., you're Tamei. There's an Isser to go be Migdash Betuma. What are you wandering in? You're Tamei. You must leave. Okay? He says, I'm staying. I'm not leaving. It defines itself as Lo Kimo Malkus. Now, Rabosai. Seder Malkus is later on in our parak, right? Where's given? Where's Malkus administered? In the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara. Where are you giving Malkus? Where does he go from Malkus?
Sin.
He has to go to Beis Din. He hold Malkus B'Shlosha, so good. So you have to go to Beis Din. I understand. So by the time he goes to Beis Din, he's left the Beis HaMikdash, right? So what's the pshat exactly? So he was Mekayim the essay, no?
Rabbi,
what?
Could it be the fact that once you refuse it in the first place, you've already lost out on the opportunity because you weren't Mekayim it? So even if you're Mekayim it afterwards, that's not called being Mekayim it.
Saying a good svar. Let's see. Okay, let's see if this is the only answer, but I think it's definitely one strong possibility. You're saying that you have to decide when Beis Din says to you, yes, this option A or option B. You're going to get Malkus. If you're not making the essay, if you choose to make the essay, then express your declare your intent and follow up right now. And that's the decision. And if at that moment you tell Beis Din, I'm not willing to make the essay, I'll get Malkus. But even if subsequently you end up doing the essay, once it's been sealed, your fate is sealed, once you express your option not to be the Kiyama essay, this is important chiddush that you're bringing out of Tosus, then it can't change. Because even if the Kiyama essay will come later, that's very interesting. Why is it a chiddush, what he's saying? Because l'chaira, the way we were teaching the Lamdas, the Kiyama essay is the substitute for the Malkus. So why can't that still be, still until he gets Malkus, let him substitute for the Malkus? I mean, I understand l'mashal. Let's say he'll come to Beis Din, and Beis Din will now paskin, based on all the facts that are brought to its attention, Beis Din paskins, Gemara din chayiv malchus. Everything checks out. And then he says, wait a second. I heard there's an option called b'mekayim the essay. Let me get out of this sak din, and I won't get malchus and b'mekayim the essay. Okay. So then I would grant you that you can't do that. Once there's a sak din of beis din that he's chayiv malchus, so then the option of b'mekayim the essay in lieu of malchus is no longer available. But l'chayr in this situation, it's not yet a gemara din that he's chayiv malchus. It's basically beis din giving him the option, the beis hamikdash. What are you choosing? Are you choosing option of malchus, or are you willing to make kind of essay and then you'll be pater for malchus? So he responds to beis din's challenge by saying, "I'm not leaving. I'm not willing to make kind of essay as far as I'm concerned." That is his intent. So once he said that, okay. So what happens if half an hour later he decides to leave? I mean, Lamaisi is going to end up leaving, right? So the pashtus, when he leaves, there's a kiyama essay. So de facto, like, there was not yet a gemar din on him. Elamai, there was a decision point. You're saying, it's interesting, you're saying that the halacha of nitagla essay, that the essay is going to absolve him of malchus, is going to depend on the answer that he gives to the question of basis. And once the answer is given in one direction, then there's no turning back. Then he's locked in for malchus. You realize the implications of that, right? I mean, I'm not so convinced and smart that why are you so sure that that's the case? If there's Lamaisa, there's an assay that's there to Mekayim. So he let him run to Mekayim it.
Rabbi, can I touch that a little bit, what I meant?
That's what you meant, no? What I'm saying,
I meant that, but something else in addition to that. I don't know if it gets two separate answers or it's related. If the fact of the matter is that he's only leaving because he's forced to leave, so then that's not called making the decision to do the right thing at the end of the day.
Now you're saying another answer.
I'm saying he first made the decision to do the wrong thing. Now when he's leaving, he hasn't changed his mind.
Then we have another, let's explore that. I'm not saying which answer is more correct. I just want to give you two mahalchim. I think you're machaving to another possibility, but then we have to track that. Now you're saying, He said, I'm not going. I'm not leaving. So I'm assuming that afterwards he left, there was a kiyama essay later on. You're saying, who says that's called a kiyama essay? If you go willingly, that's a kiyama essay of leaving Beis HaMikdash. But if you get thrown out, you get danced out of the Beis HaMikdash, Bal Korcho, someone takes you on their shoulders and brings you out, that's not a called kiyama essay. So you made it to Beis Din, but there was no kiyama essay. So the Mela, there is, of course, a basis for the Malchus. In other words, leaving, the fact that he did leave the Beis HaMikdash, but if it wasn't done willingly, that's not called kiyama essay. Now, that's also an interesting question. This is, I found that Aruch HaNer discusses this Shaila. First, he discusses it in general, then he focuses specifically over here by Shiluch Machanos. He says, let's say you have a lav nitag essay, and the essay was niskayim ayidei somebody else, not the person who did the aveira. Could that help the person not to get malchus? He entertains the possibility as long as the essay was fulfilled. Certainly in Svar, we don't necessarily agree with that. We could hear why the person became the essay. L'maisa, he says, he brings a Rambam by Shiluch HaKein. Specifically, the Rambam says he has to mekayim the essay. It can't be somebody else. But then he says, okay, maybe by Shiluch HaKein, I understand that. What about, and he goes back to this case, what about Shiluch Machanos? If the person who leaves Bal Korcho, someone schleps him out, carries him out, but Lamaisa, the essay is directed to who? To what essay of Shiluch Machanos? Based on Mikdash when you're Tamei. How does the Torah phrase the essay? Who's addressed by this essay?
We are, like the people.
The essay speaks to the Kahal, to the Tzibur, to Kal Yisrael. Says that Baruch HaNeh, so maybe if there's a Kiyum HaEssay Al Yedei Acherim to take the Tameh out of the Beis HaMikdash, so that's called that the essay was Niskayim. So there should be enough with that not to get Malchus. Okay, so again, so you have to know. If you assume that that's good enough, then there was a kiyama essay. But then we have to fall back on the other suggestion, that in a chanami there was eventually a kiyama essay, But the critical moment was, what is your choice? Do you want willingly to make kind of essay, right? Or do you choose to get Malkus? And even if you end up saying later on that you're going to do the essay, or even if it becomes a Kiyama essay through Aydeh Acherim and Balkarcho, it's also a Kiyam, but that's not going to help you, right? This is really the question. Again, and each of these answers, I think, could be possibilities, the Pshat and Tosfos, but you have to think of the implications. It could be, I just want to maybe add a little touch here. Let's go with the first, you really have two approaches then, right? Approach number one is that it's a function of what you say right then and there when Beis Din addresses you. So why should that be? I later on, you would kind of essay. So let's go with the two mahalchim. Right now, it's about Beis Din. I mean, the truth is, I guess you could just go back here for a second, just give you a third possible answer. It's not necessarily the words of Tosfos, unless you want to maybe read it in. What is the critical moment to determine whether you make the essay? So we spoke about Beis Din, right, coming to Beis Din. But Tosfos also suggested it's a function of the moment, at the time you're violating the law. So if you hold like that, then obviously, once you're not making the essay, as soon as you did the lab, as soon as you're made aware that you did the Aveira, so then you have to making the essay right away. Otherwise, it's too late. Right? So if we assume like that, then the answer is obvious. The only question is, does Tosus mean that? Because Tosus says, Miyad, Tosus Lashon is, what does Tosus say? Why does he get Malkus? What does Tosus mean? Mashirin oso latzeis. Who's the mashirin oso latzeis? The Tosus doesn't say here, but two lines later, when Tosus brings this up again, he says mashirin oso based in latzeis. Now, does Tosus mean pashtus? He means like he's going back to Rashi. This is the issue of Beis Din. Because Shabbala Beis Din doesn't have to mean he comes to Beis Din. He can't Beis Din come to him. So the critical moment is Beis Din. So if that's the pshat, then our question still remains, okay, but as long as it hasn't been a Gemar Din in Beis Din, so why don't you still have the option? As long as it's not yet been sealed. But if you want to assume that Tosus might mean, or go, I don't think the Lashon is mashma that way, Tosus would mean that it's about doing it miyad. As soon as the person knows you're doing an aveira, you got to do the essay right now, then of course it's all going to depend on doing the aveira. At the time of the aveira, then nothing is going to change afterwards. Because the same, you can't choose when you come to Beis Din later on, you can't choose after Toch Kedei Dibur. But Lamaisa, to me it sounds like Kishimas Hirono, so Beis Din sounds like this is the moment, this is the Rashi by us. It's a function of Beis Din, but Beis Din are the ones who make the determination. But the question is, but Lamaisa, the determination is not yet the Gemara Din on him. Unless you say Beis and Paskin right now, they convened a Psak Gemara Din, I don't know. It's just Beis Din's here, but this is Beis Din serving as the role of making him choose. But this is not Beis Din in the capacity of making a Gemara Din of Chayiv Malkus. But for purposes of not allowing him the option to get out of the Malkus, that's where Beis Din's status right now becomes relevant. There's two hats that Beis Din wears. Beis Din wears the hat of Masir and Oso, choose Malkus or the essay. And then there's Beis Din, you know, hearing Edim and Paskening Yishchayv Malkus. That's not happening yet. That happens in Beis Din proper, in the geographical Beis Din. But in terms of why it should be totally in this moment, I would just perhaps say that when did the Torah give him the option of the substitute? The option is given when he chooses to exercise it at the appropriate time, when he first has the opportunity and he rises to the challenge and he recognizes that this is an opportunity to seize. If you don't have that das, that natural hira tshuva, you could say, that's expressed through saying, yes, I'll do the essay, so the Torah says, I'm not willing to give you any more choices, that's it. In other words, it's a special schus that he has, like we spoke on Thursday, a second chance, a way to sort of, you know, to get out of the Malkus. So the Maisha, there has to be some initiative. The initiative has to be shown when it comes to Beis Din. I mean, I think that would be a way of maybe teaching it why it should be totally in Beis Din. Again, but that would be one answer. The other answer would be what you said afterwards, and maybe if you're forced to leave, that's not called a kiyum ha'aseh at all, but you have to know that's not a part of the thing either. Either answer, you know, leaves us thinking, you know, it's something that has to be spoken out. Tosfos again doesn't quite fully fill us in on what this means. The words are very interesting. Tosfos says that what? Memari shemasirno salatseis v'omer shelo yetze umiyad laki. I mean, I don't think this is correct, but what miyad laki, does he mean he gets malchus in the Beis HaMikdash? I mean, if you said that, then the kasha doesn't start. Miyad laki. But Tosfos doesn't mean that, obviously. Miyad laki means miyad is chayiv malchus. He's locked in to the chayiv malchus. No one is giving him malchus in the Beis HaMikdash. I can't imagine that. Miyad laki gerish lakish. Miyad laki means he's locked in for malchus. Okay, so that's the answer for Rish Lakish for what to do with Tomas Nefesh HaMikdash. Go, yeah.
Rabbi, so yeah, based on what Rabbi said, I actually have two things I want to ask on the Lashon of Tosfos. One is that I noticed that Rabbi was maybe it sounded like he was stressing the fact that it says Omer Shelo Yitze. Could that be supporting, if we're medayik into that, the first answer that we gave, that and also based off of the fact that it says Lucky Miyad, Miyad Lucky, so it's obviously not that he gets Malchus inside, but once he makes the decision on the spot, he's already set himself up for failure and he's going to get the Malchus Miyad, so to speak. And then also the Omer, it's the fact that he verbalizes that he's not going to, right, Rabbi?
Yeah, you know, it's the fact that says that the essay is not fulfilled when you're about Karkel, it doesn't fit in the words. It's just like we're speculating. You're saying the Lashon of Tosfos is Mashma more. I agree with you that the Mashmos of Lashon of Tosfos is that the moment of truth is when you're given the choice right now, are you going to opt for being Mekayim the essay? Right. Then you'll be off the hook for the Malkus subsequently. If you choose, if you your intention, yeah, the Mashmos of Tosfos would be the first way.
Also, based off the Aruch HaNer, that he said that it's possible that that say is really totally on Veishalhu and the Kahal, Tosfos doesn't seem to think that, because he says Masir and Oso Lotzis. So that wouldn't be Masir and Oso, that would be Masir and Oso L'Shalcho.
Yeah, well, no, the point is, that's not a problem. The fact is, the way that we're Mekayim Veishalhu is through, you know, telling him leave. So
it's
totally yeah. Based on the Talmud. But look, the it is his mitzvah too. It could be, but the fact that Torah phrases it, you have to see how the Aruch HaNer discusses the question. It could be that it's his mitzvah, but the mitzvah has a certain kiyum through Acherim as well. So therefore, it is his mitzvah. L'maisa, he's mevatel the mitzvah for sure. But it, from the perspective of a kiyum a mitzvah, it could be good enough because L'maisa, we ensured that he left. All right. Either way, this is the teretz for Shlokish for Tamish Nechlas L'Mikdash. But now Rabosa, listen, what's going to happen now? It's going to take us down a whole path here. Okay. So what Tosfos has done now is given a new solution to work out the kasha, the raya that we had on Amid Aleph. The Tamish that the last cardinal essay Lokin Olav, the raya would be from Tamish Nechlas L'Mikdash. But Lamaisa Reshulakish Vishita So, Kimo Vlokimo has no raya. For him, it's not a raya. He's very comfortable saying Lashi Kadmo Asay is a Lokin Olaf, and the Mishnah can be explained, as Tosfos says, that they were Mashirim in the Mikdash. Let's say he said, I'm not going, and that's where he gets Malkus. So it's a beautiful Psha to answer the Mishnah, even if your whole Lashi Kadmo Asay is no different than Lashi Nitagasi, right? So let's continue and see where this takes Tosfos. Bektosis, a new kasha, if that's the case, v'im tomar, if that's true, then Rish Lakish has an easy answer to explain that Tamish Nechlas L'Mikdash gets Malkus, even though he holds Kadmo Asay is Ein Lokin Olav, v'im tomar, im Kain, my Paruch L'Il, what's the Gemara asking before? Ksiva Utnina, we have a Pasuk and a Mishnah that together prove that Kadmo Asay is going to be Lokin Olav, so how could anyone have been Choser? No one should be Choser. So it's like a Kasha, Helukim, Amara, Rabbah says, like as a Kasha, so it's closer to a Kasha, it has to be true. It's a perfect Raya. Sibo Tanina, what's the Tanina? Tanina, Tameh Abba Migdash, the Lucky. What is the big Raya? What's the big Kasha? What's the big proof from the Mishnah? That what? That Cardinal Asay is Lokin Olav. What do you mean? I have a simple Pshat. That could even Even Nash was saying, "Kadmo Asher Ein Lo Ken Alav." V'Amai Lo Dachi Osa. Why doesn't Rabbi Docha the Raya? V'Chi Nami Lav SheKadmo Esei. Even if you say Lav SheKadmo Esei Ein Lo Ken Hacha Laki when Kishemashirin Lo Beis and Latseis V'Omer SheLo Yetsa. In other words, we have a perfect shot for the Mishnah without having to change our assumptions to make Lav SheKadmo Esei any different than Nitka Esei to prove that there's going to be Malkus. We can stick to the assumption Lav Karma says in Lokan Alav and work at the Mishnah to say the case is Masin Lo Beis Nitos is Beisdin. So what's the big problem of the Gemara? What's the big kasha that what Omar Rabbah Kim Amara? It's a kasha. How could anyone be chozer? What are you being chozer from? It's a raya, proof positive Karma Asay Lokan Alav. What do you mean? The case could be that he said I'm not going out. Right, this Tos is strong kasha, right? The Tosa says, Yesh Lomar, you have to learn Pshat in the Gemara like this. Yesh Lomar, the high time of the Parishna, what I just said, that you could work out the Mishnah, even if the old Kadmo essay is Enoch in the love, you can work out the Mishnah getting Malkus, Lo Shaykh El Rish Lakish. This solution is only fits for Rish Lakish himself, who holds what? The Omar, Kimo Velo Kimo. Right, so then it comes out that there's a moment of truth that would now lock you in as a low chemo person, and then you get Malkus. Aval hacha d'naisi tanina, this rabbi that's proving from the Mishnah tanina that Bola Midrash Tamei proves that Cardinal Essay is going to be Lokan Alav, hainu aliba de Rabbi Yochanan. That's according to Rabbi Yochanan, the isle bitlo velo bitlo. Rabbi Yochanan's bitlo velo bitlo. And within Rav Yochanan, bitlo v'lo bitlo, we have to now prove that Kadmo Esei is going to be Lokan Alav. Now, according to bitlo v'lo bitlo, if you're Rav Yochanan, the imken kinami masirin, even if a masir lo beizdin, as the Bach adds, masirin lo beizdin sheyetse, right? V'lo yatsa, even the beizdin will warn him now to tomorrow, get out, and he doesn't go, lo mechayet, he still won't be mechayet, kevin da'adayin lo bitel. So what is Tosha saying? A very interesting point, that the very raya of the Gemara, that Mishnah would prove, the Mishnah's din of Bol Midrash Tameh is Chayiv Malkus, would prove that Kadmo Esei is different than Nitka Esei, and it gets Malkus, and the Gemara would not be able to be Docha, the raya, by saying, what do you mean, Hachamayaskinan, that they told him in the Mikdash, to leave, and he said, I'm not leaving. That's where he gets Malkus, because that solution would only be good if you have Kimo Velo Kimo. But the Gemara is going with Fi Rabbi Yochanan, Bitlo Velo Bitlo. So with Fi Rabbi Yochanan's logic, there'd be a raya for the Mishnah that Kadmo Esei is different than Nitka Esei. That is what Tosis is suggesting. Now, you hear the point. So it comes out that within Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara is still trying to prove the point, and within Rabbi Yochanan's Shita, it's a riot. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm thinking too much into it, but isn't that a little strange to bring a raya from something that only works within your own Shita?
Okay, I hear. Anyone else? Now, let's see what now the next words of Tosis are Vidoche Ku Hai Tirutsa, that's the Girsa Shalafanenu. Now, the other Girsa that the Masha has is Vidoche Ku Hai Pirusha. And the point of the Masha is as follows. Masha doesn't see a Dochik per se in this Teretz, but what the Masha is trying to do is saying that he's basically commenting on the whole Pshat of Rashi that he's been working with until now from the previous Tosfos, which for the Mashah is not really a previous Tosfos. That's one of the points in the Mashah that's really one Dibur. The Dochek Uhai Perusha, meaning that all this is all being worked out within Rashi, that the Gemara's Hanicha is going to mean Hanicha and going Amod Vach there, and everything's going to follow. But Tosfos is now going to say a new Pshat, and Dafka, the new Pshat, is going to be working off of what from the Cheshbonos that was just said in Rashi. Okay, so that's the Masha's point. So why is there a Dochik in Rashi? Why is there a Dochik? So Masha would say he's a Dochik because some of the other points along the way. If you go back on the Amud, Tosa says, according to Rashi, it's dependent on the Kasha, the Gemara is, how do you square Amod Vachzer with kimo below kimo. The Tosis had a question, what's the problem? Amod Vavzim, he's Kozman, Shalob Ola Basin. Koyamav, he doesn't go to Basin, he has a Koyamav. The Tosis gave a Teretz, but maybe that Teretz is a Dochik. So the whole Pshat of Rashi is a Dochik because of some of the earlier issues. That would be according to the Mashaz Girsa and his reading. But the Girsa Shalofanenu is a Dochik Lohai Tirutza, specifically the Teretz that he just mentioned now. So if we want to defend the Girsa Shalofanenu, we're going to have to try to say Tosis is simply saying it's a dochik to say that the Gemara's kasha or the raya that Lashon Kodmo essay is going to be Loken Alav is Lefir of Yochanan. So maybe Tosis says that's a dochik. That's what Baruch Noam is saying. In other words, why to say it's a raya? It's only Yochanan Shitasa. If you go the other option, it's not going to be a raya. So like. The raya only is in Rabbi Yochanan. I would maybe add an akuda as well, because I would say that if you hold bitlo velo bitlo, in a way, we almost were saying ourselves, it's almost more mistaver, almost compelling a svara, that it should follow that kadmo ase should not be the same as nitigle ase. If the lav is nigma with the key bitlo ase, then mistama, the svara hayishara would be. That if the essay could be fulfilled without violating the law, that should be a hashlama to the law. So it's almost like if you're going to speak in the abstract, so then you're basically saying the bottom line is that kadma assay gets malchus, and now that would force you to say bitlo vilo bitlo, and then the melech follows that kadma assay gets malchus. If I'm already within the box of bitlo vilo bitlo, so it's almost like chuni taraya. It's almost so obvious in Savara, as we were saying ourselves before, that bitlo should almost dictate more logically, just the logic itself should dictate that Kadmo Ase would not have the same Mila of not getting Malkus, because Nidlo Bitlo means that the Rav has a Hashlama in the form of the Bitlo Ase. That only makes sense if the Ase specifically didn't exist beforehand, and now it can become the Hashlama for the Rav, if you're Mephatar it. So if you're speaking in the abstract and you never know if you're locked into Bitlo Vilo Bitlo, so now if I tell you Kadmo Ase gets Malkus, it might bring you over to understand Bitlo Vilo Bitlo together with the din of Kadmo Ase getting Malkus. If I'm already thinking of Bitlo Vilo Bitlo already, then maybe you would almost wouldn't need a raya. It's another knetch that you could say why the Teretz itself is a dochik. All right, Lemaisa, the Mashal learns that the dochik is really going on everything. Lemaisa, what Tosis now raised as a question within the Pshat of Rashi, namely, what would Rish Lakish do with the Raya of Tamash and Nichnas L'Migdash? To which Tosis answered, Rish Lakish would learn that the case of Tamash and L'Migdash would get Malkus because they were Mazarim in the Beis HaMikdash, and he said, I'm not leaving. So once Tosis brought that in as a kasha within Rashi, now Tosis is going to use that as a segue to take that logic and read a new pshat in the Gemara's words from Hanicha, different than Rashi. And it could be because of the dochik of this particular point that we said. It could be because of the dochik of before. This already depends on the gear, so it depends on what you want to say. But the lekach pireish, because of this, because of the dochik in the pshat of the Sugya, because of the specific dochik that was just mentioned, l'kach tireish, and now we're going to go to a new pshat in the words of the Gemara. The girsa is still the same, right? The girsa is still the same, but the pshat is totally different. Everybody ready for this? Yeah, l'kach tireish Rav Shlomo Migarboish. We've seen him a few times in this parak. The following reading of the Gemara. Ha-nicha le-manda amar bitlo. This Gemara's word, this is good according to my number bitlo. So how did Rashi learn? What's the ha-nicha going on? Ha-nicha, the teretz of Amod V'Achzer. Tosus is falling away from that. We have problems with that. Tosus had a kasha earlier. Why can't kimo vo kimo fit with Amod V'Achzer? Kozman shalov ala basin, right? Nupsha. Ha-nicha, this is good according to my number bitlo. Kai. Askafta de la'el. it's going on the kasha before. I mean, Tosfos calls it a kasha, a skafta. It was really a retort by Rabba. What was Rabba's retort? You being chozer from Rav Kadmo essay? Why would you be chozer? Hello, Kim. You for sure said it. He for sure said it. Rabbi Yochanan for sure said it. It has to be that way. That's the askafta. The ha nicha is going back on the top of the amud. Ha nicha. Koi askafta del el. The daik mi masnisin. You medaik from the Mishnah. The hatame habol amigdash. What are we medaik? That permit that from the amigdash. The rav shehigdimo essay. Right? Hagdimo essay. That allowed that essay came could come before it. Lokin would bring a riot from Thomas and Mugdish that Rasha Kadim would say, Lokin, the E ain't Lokin, because if you tell me that you don't get Malkus, Mishum, the Bach is Magia, Mishum Shen Nitak La'ase. So if you hold that you don't get Malkus, because it's Nitak La'ase. So then, the kol kama shelo bitlo, and so long as you're not nevata the essay, nitak, then the lav is nitak for malchus, kol ma, kol kama shebiyado, so long as he has the ability to do the essay. So im kain, if that's true, kevan sheim yirtze lotse, since if he would so desire to leave Beis HaMikdash, right? So he could do so. So he's not, there is no bitul asei b'yadayim on the essay of leaving the Beis HaMikdash. So then, hechlaki, how could there be malchus? There's always the ability, there's always the nituk that's still present from the lav getting malchus because of the fact that he could be mekayim the essay. He has not been mevatel the essay b'yadayim from being mekuyim. So therefore, we understand the raya that the fact that you get malchus must tell me that to begin with, this is not a lashon nitagle essay. It's a lashon kadmo essay, which is different than nitagle essay, and that's why you get malchus. So the hanicha, we understand the raya that kadmo essay gets malchus if you hold bitul v'lo bitul. However, so here, yeah, kiva shem hechlaki halom maskachas bitul. But you can't have bitlo here because he could always do the essay. He could always do the essay of leaving. Therefore, the fact that you get malchus must be a proof. That what? Must prove that what? Rabosai? Must prove that what? If bitlo vilo bitlo, so there's always a possibility of doing the essay, and as long as that mevatelet, and there's no case that you can have here being mevatelet that would justify the malchus. So the fact that there is malchus must prove what? Must prove what, Rabosai?
Good.
However, Lamanda Amar Pni Kimo Vlo Kimo. If you hold Kimo Vlo Kimo, says Gemara now ready, it doesn't work. Im Ken Hechi Dayik Lav Shekadmo Essay. How can Medag Lav Shekadmo Essay? Lokin Alav. What do you mean? Maybe it's not true. Kinami, even if you say Ein Lokin, why? Bishim Dechashiv Nitagle Essay, because even that is called Nitagle Essay. Hachalokin, here you get malchus for another reason. The maskachas lo lo kimo mishenichnas lo migdash tamei v'shiru lo sheyetzi v'eino yotze. In other words, Tosis is now taking the kasha and the cheshbon that he was just playing out a few minutes ago and a few lines above, that the lemaisa, the raya of the Gemara, would not be a raya to the din of kadmo essay lokin alav l'fi rish lakish lo kimo v'lo kimo. So Tosis said, comes out the raya is going to only be a raya for Rav Yochanan. The Tosis worked that out within Rashi in terms of Cheshbin. Now Tosis says, you know what? Let's depart from Rashi's hope shot in the Gemara, and let's take the beautiful aha moment that we have now, realizing that the raya of the Gemara can only be a raya for Rav Yochanan, not for Ish Lakish, and reread the Gemara's Hanicha differently than Rashi and steer us all the aggravation we had until now with Rashi's pshat, that Hanicha goes on the Amod Achzer. No, that never was the Kasha of the Gemara. That never would be a problem. Amod Achzer could work with Rish Lakish too. In fact, what was the Gemara saying Hanicha on? Not on the line of Amod Achzer, but on the top of the Amod. After the Gemara runs its course with the Raya, had to defend Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says, now wait a second, Hanicha, the Raya that I brought, the kasha that I brought to prove Rabbi Yochanan's halacha of kadmo essay being lokin alav from the Mishnah, Hanicha, according to what, to one who holds Bitlo below Bitlo, then I have a raya that what, the Kadmo Asher is going to be Lokit. But what if I hold Kima below Kima, what's the raya? Because L'chaira there, you could simply work out the reason why he got Malkus is because he gave Masara in the Beis HaMikdash and he said, I'm not going out. So what's the Gemara's teretz now? In a Chinami. Gemara says in a Chinami, the whole Raya is only going toward Rabbi Yochanan anyway, so therefore the Raya is in Rabbi Yochanan. But my said comes out in this way different than what I thought before. Maybe I mean to be close to what I said before. It comes out that the Gemara didn't need a Raya for Rabbi Yochanan, even according to Tosis Pshat. So hard to say that was the Dolchik earlier. L'maisa ends up being that the Raya was within Rabbi Yochanan. Even the Pshat that the Baruch Noam said would be a problem. L'maisa, it comes out the Raya Mar saying, yeah, you're right, the Raya is only called Rabbi Yochanan. So why bring a Raya called Rabbi Yochanan? According to Masha, it's much better. According to Masha, the Dolchik was never in the particular point that the Raya is according to Rabbi Yochanan. It's a Dolchik in Rashi's Pshat from before. And now the Kachnira that, you know what, once we said what we just said, that the Raya is according to Rabbi Yochanan, let's read all that into the Gemara. The Gemara is saying, Hanicha, the Raya is good according to Rabbi Yochanan, not according to Rishkokis. It was in Chanami. We only needed to bring a Raya for Rabbi Yochanan. So that's exactly it. So it comes out, we have a second shot of the Gemara. Interesting, it's a little bit strange that the Gemara has a whole Amud Gemara, Shaka Vitaria, and then the Gemara goes back, Hanicha, on something way back, before we got into the Shaka Vitaria on the Shigiresh, we brought a Raya from the Mishnah, Hanicha, but that's what Tosis will say. The Maisa, the Tosis just comes back one more point to Rashi and says, why may be Rashi's problem? But this seems to support the Masha, that the issue in this part of Tosis is Rashi's Pshat versus Tosis Pshat in general. Not that Tosis was nitpicking at one particular point being a dochik, but the whole pshat of Rashi is a dochik, because now he's going back to Rashi and says there's another issue with Rashi, which is why my pshat is better. Tosis says, the old raya la'ay pirusha, you see, Tosis is still holding by which pshat is a better pshat in the Gemara. What's the better pshat in Hanicha? Is Rashi's pshat better, or is this new alternative pshat better? The old raya la'ay pirusha, another raya to the pshat that I just said in the Hanicha, that's going on the beginning of the Gemara, not going on the Modach there. Oh, right, like the Rusha Dekoyi is going Adela Il, Kidapirashti. In other words, the Pshat of Avshoma Midabayish, that's going back on earlier. The Ikapirisha Kuntris, if it's going like Rashi, according to Rashi's Pshat, the Pirish Dekoyi Amodach there, that Modach there only makes sense, Bitlo below Bitlo, not Kimo below Kimo. Kashet, the Kave and the Kol Yom of Dashinan. Kol Yomav Bamodach Zer Koi. Since we're darshining Kol Yomav Bamodach Zer, in case my parachim and kimo, what's the most kasha? He the bishar lav nitaka esay loki bishul kimo kishes he obeyed and granted. By all other cases in nitaka esay, the moment of truth is going to be when Bezdin warns him. If he's not nekayim at that point, so then he gets malchus. So the nitaka over there. The substitute for the Malkus will be defined by the point of Beis Din asking him, make a choice. Here the Torah says, even if there's a lokimo by Beis Din, but if he still has the opportunity, the Torah here says, you have more window of time. Now, this becomes different than every other nitagase. Other nitagase, there's a moment earlier that's going to lock you in for the Malkus. And by Onus Shagirish, the Torah says, Kol Yamav, here the Malkus won't come about until it becomes impossible, let's say, to Mekayim the essay. What's the Bikasha? Point to Rashi, what's the Bikasha? The Torah here says, you have Kol Yamav. So my pshat is better, because it's not going on Kol Yamav. Kol Yamav could square with everybody. But the Bikasha is the Raya from Tamei Shebala Migdash can only fit according to the Manda Amara, Bito Vlo Bito. But my Satoshi says it's not such a kasha. And Rashi, Mir Yeshlomar, the Lom is Stavrele, the Hadifo, Misharlav, and Nitag, the Essay, Shabashas, Bishum, the Dashina, Be Kol Yom, of Kachiksha, Moshe, Yechia, the Tirets, the Tarach Ian. In other words, could be that the Gemara didn't feel that you should try to make something different than everything else. It sounds like if there's a rule of Kimo, Vlo Kimo that gets Malkis, then why suddenly would this be different? And therefore, the Gemara feels that it is a good kasha to shlok up the whole Manda Omar. That this terrace does not work with the Madama Kimo Vlo Kimo. So, the Maisha, what struck me though, that Tosus already says a new pshat in the Gemara, And then he still has to bring a raya to that pshat and Akasha and Rashi, and then he says, okay, we can answer for Rashi. To me, it sounded like more like the Masha, that when Tosis commented before that the dochek hai tirutsa, it's really dochek hai perusha. Because Tosis was not finished still weighing the merits of each pshat. Tosis is all working into the sugya, the kasha, the teretz, and again, it's all there for one dibur hamaschil. It's not a separate dibur hamaschil, according to the Masha. And really, the Bach says the same thing. The Bach says in Ozbav, Hu dibur hei dalet aleph, Hu dibur echad im adibur shelefanav. Like the Masha, like the Masha, like the Maram. It's all one dibur hamaschil, and it's really therefore all connected. Tosis is weighing the merits of Rashi's pshat, weighing, you know, asking kashas, chesbening out, asking another kasha, and this is Lamaisa. I think it's this pshat is a dochik, presents another pshat, throws in another reason why that pshat is better, defends Rashi. At the end of the day, he comes out that Rashi could work itself out, but Lamaisa, he presents an alternative. So what we have so far, Rabosa, is Han Nicha Leman de Omar Bitlo de Lo Bitlo. Av Elo Leman Dama Kimo Vol Kima Ikalamemar. That's the gyrsa that we have. And the pshat in the Gemara, we have not one pshat, but two pshatim. The pshat of Rashi, that the Gemara's Hanicha Lamana Bitlo Bo Bitlo is going on the drush of Kol Yama Ba'amo Dachzer. And the Mandam Kimo Kimo has a harder time working the drush of Kol Yama Ba'amo. And then we have the pshat that Tosis now presents, that the Gemara's Hanicha goes back on the Raya that Rabba brought from the Mishnah Tamishabella Migdash, that the Raya is only a Raya, Lamandam Bitlo Bo Bitlo, and not the Mandam Kimo Kimo. Either way, the Teretz is, well, we're only talking Rabbi Yochanan anyway, and therefore we can say what we're saying because it's Rabbi Yochanan. It could come out, at least for the Rashi's Pshat, that Rabbi Shlokish is going to have to hold Kadmar Say is in fact in Lokinola. If you look at the Rabbeinu Chananel, and this is the precursor to what we're going to see Mithishem more by Richos, the Pshat here, but the Girsa that Rabbeinu Chananel quotes in this Gemara is the exact opposite. Namely, take a look in Rabbeinu Chananel. It must be, let's see. The Amrinan, two lines from the bottom, at least in my edition. The Amrinan, Ha Nicha, Lemanda Tani, Kol Mitzvos Lo Sase Sheish Bo Kumasei, Kiyem Asei Sheba Patur, Lo Kiyem Chayes. Yeah? That's good, if you hold Kimo Vlo Kimo. What's good? Let's look at the words. Hainu De'ika Lememar, V'sikune Lavi Huda Asa. Then we can say V'sikune Lavi Huda Asa. Ela Leman De Tani Bitlo Chayes, can't burn it anymore. The whole actual mitzvah. Then my eco mema. So notice the first thing everyone should notice. According to Ben Chananel, this is a gears of Sarif, and this is a gears of the Ramban and the Ritva. The Gemara's gears of Hanicha is not Hanicha Mandam Bitlo Vlo Bitlo. The Hagosh of Chesed Shlomo on the bottom of the Rabbeinu Chananel just says in Os Aleph, Gears Rabbeinu B'chol Asugya. The Hanicha is Lamanda Tani what? Kimo Velo Kimo? But Lamanda Mabitlo Velo Bitlo? Maiko Lamema. And then according to Gemara's Teretz, what's going to be the Girsa? Midi Hutan El Rab Yochanan. Ah, Rab Yochanan holds what? According to the Girsa Sarach, what does Rab Yochanan hold? No, Uparkinan. Man Tani Kolosa say Shekadmo say Lokan Alav Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan Ritana Tni what? Kimo the low kimo. And what is Reish Lakish hold? What is Reish Lakish hold according to Gishas Arach?
It's Luvila Bitlo.
Notice a whole different Gemara. And according to the Rach, we'll end with this. The Hanicha is going specifically on what? It's not going on the top of the Amud. It's not going on two lines above. It's going on what was immediately said right before it. Namely, the last thing that we had in the Gemara was that the response that Rava gave our Papa was that Ha'ulin Tukei Lavu Da'asa, it's on that Mahalach, that Svara of Tukei Lavu Da'asa, that the Gemara presents the question of what? Ha'nicha Lamanda Omar, what? Kimo Velo Kimo. But there's one other little shinoi to notice, whereas our Gersa is in Tukei Lavu Da'asa, what was the Gersa of Ben Hananel in the words? Ha'hu what? Le? What is his formation of the letters? Ha'hu le? It's not a subtle point. It may be significant in terms of the whole pshat of what it means when the tukei lavi versus the tikkuni lavi, and it's that very idea that we're tying well to the mandam kima b'lokimo, who in the end of the day is in fact Rabbi Yochanan, and now Rabosa, you have to start going tracking the rest of the sugya based on this, because now it's going to also impact on what part of the Gemara, the next part of the Gemara, but asu etamayu. Because what is it that the Gemara ties it to? This machokes kimo v'lo kimo bitlo v'lo bitlo. What does it connect with, the Gemara says? What's the underlying nekuda of the machokes? No. What are they arguing about? What fundamental machokes is also tied into this that we saw yesterday in Shir?
Philosophic.
And this much of it, you're not changing any gear. So we know Rabbi Yochanan is focused on that issue. Who's the one that says Shema Hasra? Hasra, Salek Shema Hasra is who?
Rabbi
Yochanan. So whereas according to Rashi, the way it's going to line up, and he has to start making charts, Rabbi Osai, according to Rashi, the way it's going to line up is Rabbi Yochanan, who holds Bitlo Velo Bitlo, is the one who holds Asra Salek Shema Hasra, and that's what forces him in that path. And Rish Lakish, who holds Hasra Salek Shema Hasra, he's going to go down the path of Kimo Velo Kimo. Notice what's changing according to Gersa Sarach. According to Rach, you're going to have here a very different sugya. First of all, the Pshat of the Gemara, the words of the Gemara Hanich, the Gersa is different. The Gemara is connecting to the Nitukei Lavi with the Kuni Lavi, connecting that to Kimo Velo Kimo and not Bitlo Velo Bitlo. The answer to the Gemara is in a chinami, but Rabbi Yochanan holds kimo v'lo kimo, v'shloi is bitlo v'lo bitlo, and that feeds into asmar suffik, which means according to the Gemara now, which manda amar is tied into asmar suffik potential problem? Which manda amar has to face asmar suffik as an issue? According to the Gersa Sarach, which manda amar has to face the issue and say, it's okay, don't worry, I have no problem with it? The Rav Yochanan, who owes kimo v'lo kimo, has the issue of asra safik. The Shulakish, who doesn't want to accept asra safik as asra, is forced into the shita of bitlo v'lo bitlo. So now you have to revisit the entire Gemara. You understand why it's not a simple Gemara. Now it's a whole different sugya that we have in front of us, and we haven't even yet gotten so much into asra safik part of the sugya. But for now, you should look at the Ritva. You should be in a good position to read the Ritva carefully, completely, I hope. And a little bit, maybe the Ramban and the Balamor, which is a Kedai also to look at a little bit, some of the Nekudas that we had in Tosfos today, and some other interesting things about Rish Lakish and what he do with Kadmo, with the case of Tamish Nechlam Migdash. So we'll try to do a little bit of that, then we jump back into Asra Safik with the Tosfos, and then more of the Sugya as we go on at Tazai. Okay, any questions? Abosai, is it easy Sugya? I don't know. What?
Gishmak, it's Gishmak.
Yeah, that's a good word. Okay. Have a wonderful day. Kol tov.
Ready?
Thank you, Rabbi.
I had a question on yesterday's year.
Yes.